For more than a century, the widows of Yellow Springs, Ohio, have been baking bread and cookies at Christmas time because of a man named Wheeling Gaunt. Gaunt was a slave who bought his freedom, moved to Ohio from Kentucky, where he farmed and bought some land. Wheeling Gaunt, just before he died in 1894, made certain that the widows in his village would receive each year at this time large sacks of flour. At first, it was 25 pounds. The amount later became 10 pounds, and then the town has added 10 pounds of sugar to each delivery. Many of the women now pay back the favor, baking treats for other people. Nina Myatt takes care of the archives at Antioch College, and she told us today about Mr. Gaunt.
He was a free man. He had managed to save enough money, and the story saved $900 to purchase his freedom. He didn't come to this area until 1862 or 3.
Did Mr. Gaunt leave a statement as to why he wanted to do this for the widows?
No, he really didn't.
Apparently, he was truly concerned about hunger at Christmas time among the widows.
That's what I would think, and Christmas time is an appropriate time to do it, and I would imagine for that time, the 25 pounds of flour probably would have lasted a single person some long time. So although it was given at Christmas, it really did carry them over probably through the tough winter months and so forth.
I suppose growing up there and going through your life, you don't really think about the time when you would be on that list.
No, and I was thinking back these last few days. We've been talking to so many people about this and trying to reconstruct my own feelings. My own husband had died. I always think of it as Thanksgiving time, so you might say several weeks before this distribution. And my first reaction, if my memory serves me correctly, was one of shock to have someone knock on the door, and it really brought tears to my eyes. I do remember that. And it was just one more event which makes you realize that, yes, this is really the way it is. You know, this really has happened, and this is the way it is. And
were you able to bake anything that first year?
My daughter tells me that I didn't accept it, and I don't remember that. Her remembrance, and she wasn't here, she remembers my saying that I suggested they donate it to someone else who needed it. I think, and she's probably right, but in subsequent years, I have accepted it, and not that it makes that much difference in my finances, but really, as the years go, feeling to be part of this particular event, it's not a celebration, but it's a kind of caring that's given to you, is very touching. I think for the older widows in town, it's something that they plan for and they look forward to. Those gentlemen who take the flour and sugar around do recount tales of some of the recipients being ready to go in their kitchen with their ingredients out waiting for the sugar and flour. And for a lot of people, it signals the time when they can start their Christmas baking and so forth.
Nina Myatt, curator of the archives at Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio.